In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. One time, and I do mean one time, I watched Oprah, and this show happened to be on ethics, and she had, of course, experts on who had written books on ethics and right and wrong and the gray areas that we live in. And what she was doing was she had people in the audience who volunteered. They would come to the microphone and she would ask them hard ethical questions. And I remember one woman got up and Oprah said to her, the question was, if you could get away with murder, if you could kill someone and no one would ever know about it, would you do it? And this woman said, yes. And Oprah said, really? Is this one particular person or just people in general? She said, no, it's one person in particular. And she said, well, who is this? And the woman said, it's this lady at my church. Scripture talks a lot about enemies. Of course, it was written during a time when the enemy was really clear. Somebody was always attacking somebody in Scripture. There were always invading armies and nations and occupying forces and exiles and things. There was always a very clear enemy. So what do we do with that now as friendly Midwesterners? We don't really talk in terms of having enemies in our lives. We have disagreements with people. We have people that we maybe don't like all that much. But enemy is a really strong word. And to say that we have an enemy, it doesn't even sound very Christian, does it? But Jesus talked about it. He said, love your enemy. So what do we do with that? I think it's important that we acknowledge that we do have enemies. There are people in the world who want to do us harm. There are people nationally and in the global scene who want to do us harm. There are people in our community who want to do us harm. There are people in our lives. And this may not be always physical harm, but it may be hurting us personally, or our families, our relationships, our careers. There are people in the world who do not have our best interest at heart, who no matter what we do, are going to be dead set against us. What do you do with that? There are people who don't like us because we are Christian. There's even people who don't like us because we're Episcopalian. And if there's not, maybe we're not doing something quite right. Maybe we're not proclaiming things as boldly as we should, because the message that we have to offer is sometimes upsetting and unsettling for the world. Jesus made it very clear that a life of faith and a life of following Jesus Christ is going to involve some conflict. People are not going to like what we have to say sometimes. So what do we do with that? Jeremiah, the prophet that we heard from this morning in the first lesson, he was a pro at enemies, at having enemies. He had lots of them. First off, simply because he was a prophet, he had lots of enemies. The very job of a prophet is to listen to God and then to point out to a people, this is what you're doing wrong. Their job was to shine a very bright light on the sin of a people and say, you need to really examine this. This is wrong. And if this doesn't change, this bad thing's going to happen. People don't like to hear that. They don't like naysayers or doomsday people. So they didn't like Jeremiah at all. He had a whole nation mad at him. He had kings. His own brothers were mad at him. But he trusted in the Lord. He trusted that what he was told to say was right. And then he left the rest to God. And so I think that that is what we can look to. What do we do when there are people who, no matter how hard we try, are dead set against us? They are enemies to us. They feel enmity toward us. They do not like us. What do you do with that? Well, the first thing you do is acknowledge it and be honest about it. Shine that light then on yourself. Where are you playing a role in this? What are your sins that are playing a role in this? And make amends. Relinquish that to God and say, where am I playing a role in this? What are my biases? What are my prejudices? What anger am I holding on to against this person, against these people, against these nations? What am I holding on to that is making this relationship so strained? And shine that prophetic light on ourselves and be honest about it and ask for forgiveness from God and from that person. And then you do as Jesus said, and you love that person with a genuine love. I love how Paul said it. Let love be genuine. Not just nice and polite, but genuine. And you turn to them and you love them hard. And it may change their mind. It may sway them. It may heap coals of fire on their head, and they feel so guilty that they want to turn to you and mend the relationship, and it may just make them more mad. And they may turn away and get even more mad. But you have then done all that you could. And then you turn it over to God. You let God be the judge of that person and their relationship with God, because all you've done is what you can. You have examined yourself. You have made amends in whatever way you can. And again, I'm talking personally. I'm talking within the community, and I am talking within the world. What ways are we personally and communally participating in ways that make others enemies to us? We have to examine that honestly and do everything that we can to make amends for that. And then let it go. And trust in this gracious God, in his infinite wisdom, to make things right, because we've done all that we can. I had a wonderful woman in my life named Aunt Betty. Would that everyone would have an Aunt Betty in their lives. I called her up one Easter. And I may have told this story before, but it really taught me so much. I called her up one Easter to wish her happy Easter. And she said, "Kelly, you need to know I'm not going to be around much longer." She was fully aware of the fact that she was dying, and she needed me to know and sort of begin to get some closure in her life. A year and a half later, Aunt Betty was still around. But she had a daughter with whom they had not spoken for over 20 years. There was something that happened. It was some family secret or something. I don't know. I've never known. But the two would not speak. The daughter would not speak to my Aunt Betty. And one day, the daughter called the nursing home where my Aunt Betty was. She had a question for the nurse. She still refused to talk to her mother, but she had a question for the nurse. And the nurse took it upon herself to hand the phone to my Aunt Betty and made them talk. And they talked, not for very long, and they hung up the phone, and my Aunt Betty died 12 minutes later. And I think about the gospel that was last week, that which you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and that which you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And what are the things that we hold on to create the enemies in our life, and what do we need to let go of? And then let go and let God be in charge of the rest. That is the gospel call to us today, to examine those relationships in our lives that are not where we would hope they would be. Who are the enemies that we have in our lives? And what can we do about it? How are we participating in it? What can we do to fix that? And then how can we let that go and love that person and bless that person? And maybe there will never be a relationship with them, but we can bless them and love them and pray for their relationship with God, that God will hold them and love them. And that is all that we can do, and let them go. Paul says, do not be overcome by evil, but actively and with passion overcome evil with good. Amen.